Well, it looks like you have good numbers, first of all. Tell me about the numbers, and then we'll talk about what the goals are for the team this year. But numbers-wise, do you feel pretty good?
I do. I have 14 that are here today and 2 that are sick, so hopefully they'll get over that and be able to come back tomorrow. So we should have 16, and I know we had a couple girls that came out this summer, and so I don't know if they forgot about today, but we could have up to 18.
So as far as tennis goes, and this is girls and guys, we've had about a 3-year run of about as good as you can be for Trenton High School, at least over the years. Mm-hmm. Some of those girls have graduated. How many of those graduated? How many of them are coming back? Or what's the outlook?
Okay, well, the top 4 graduated, but I just hope that my 5, 6, 7, 8 are going to step up into their places, and it gives the younger ones an opportunity to fight for those spots. I've already been talking about that with them and just saying those spots are open, and you fight for that.
Who are your top returning players? At least 2 got varsity time last year.
Okay, Emma Gillum, Elle Neal, LaTori Johnson, and Kendall Crowley are my ones that are from last year that are coming back the upperclassmen.
How much, with the 4 that you mentioned, how much does the confidence that they got from being so successful? Obviously, the group that graduated is a big part of that, but just being around that success and being a part of it, how much does that give them confidence this year?
Oh, yeah, they've already been talking about it, and they're just going to fill their spots, and they have that confidence. You know, it's hard to teach them to learn to win. They've already had that because they've had that success in the past. So they know what it's like, and they want that.
So do you feel like, are you reloading or are you rebuilding? Is there a feeling, is it somewhere in between? How are you approaching this season?
Right, somewhere in between. I have a lot of new girls, but a lot of them came out this summer, so they've already had, some experience that way. But, we're just going to see how it goes. And the upperclassmen are really bringing the younger ones along, and that's where I want to see.
So with new girls, are we talking about girls that just haven't gone out before? Are we talking about
combination. I only have 1 junior, and that's Kendall Crowley, and then I have some new sophomores, and there are 2 or 3 sophomores that were out last year as freshmen, but all the rest are freshmen.
So as far as challenging first day, and I know the weather's going to be better tomorrow morning, at least the wind's blowing a little bit this morning, because you were telling me that the humidity's already, you can feel it, it's going to be one of those days, obviously, today, but it's going to challenge the girls.
Yes, it will, and I already told them the next week and a half we're having morning practices, and so this is as nice as we're ever going to have, because then it's going to be after school until 5, and those are going to be the hottest times. It's between 4 and 6 when we may have matches.
Who do you expect to be your biggest challengers as far as tough competition this year?
I don't know yet. I think all of them are just going to face it, match at a time, and I'm just going to say, all of them are going to be hard matches, until we get used to them, and no matter what, you never let your guard down, because everyone can step up at any time.
When you get the group together, and I'm sure you probably have for the first practice of the season, what do you talk about just as maybe not season goals, because I just asked you about that, but what are the things you just want them working on here between now and the start of the season?
Just a lot of good sportsmanship, just working together and depending on one another. That's what I really want to see, is them building together as a team, depending on each other, and just relying on each other, and just growing as tennis players and having fun.
And if you didn't tell me this already, you might have, and I forgot. What is the number that you have as far as the total number of kids you have out?
Right now, for sure, 16, maybe 18. There were 2 that we don't know about yet.
You got to be, because tennis is kind of a sport that either you love playing it or you're not interested in going out. For Trenton High School, that's a really good number to work with, isn't it?
Oh, it's perfect, because we have 4 courts here, and if it's 16, that's 4 to a court, and I can do different drills and even have some more on that so we can work on singles and doubles, so that works out great.